Single-payer advocates say they will urge Congress to amend the Affordable Care Act to allow states to implement their own health care plans in 2014. Rebecca Elgee is a HealthNow board member and coordinator with Single Payer for the Southern Tier and Ithaca. Elgee says Medicare for All was never on the table during the president's health care bill negotiations.
We feel that was a big mistake. We feel President Obama missed a golden opportunity to really accomplish what we need for the country.
Elgee noted that those 50 to 65 years of age without health insurance tend to suffer the most.
Many people put off hip replacements or different care as they're getting into their 60s to wait until they get turned 65.
The organization remains highly critical of the law that allows health insurers to remain in control.
By compromising and allowing the insurance companies to continue to be the providers of our health care system.
4 years ago, a state-funded study indicated a single-payer system could save up to $28 billion a year. There is proposed state legislation to publicly finance a single-payer system, and that's something advocates hope will now get attention. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.